This is Ozarks at Large. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville is starting a new outreach program designed to heighten arts engagement at the collegiate level. Sarah Siegerlin is the museum's public programs coordinator. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis talked to her yesterday about the museum's College Ambassador for Art program.
The College Ambassador for Art program at Crystal Bridges is our first ever program offered to college students. And we want to connect closer to the college community because college students have so much to offer. They're studying art and history and culture, and they're very current into culture today. And we'd like them to become more involved and join the museum in our quest for engaging the community. So really this program is about engaging the community by college students, but this will also offer the college students professional practice and research for their own college studies to work so closely with the museum on their own project. It will also create networking opportunities because they'll be able to meet our staff, our curators, our directors, talk one-on-one with them during their particular study that they're doing for the ambassador program. And then also, finally, they'll be able to create a project that will enliven the museum program and hopefully engage their peers and other college students.
This program is for college and university students at the undergraduate and master's degree levels, but is there any particular type of student specifically that the program is geared toward?
It's definitely geared towards a student who wants to take action. So any college student that is interested in taking action with the community through art is what we're looking for. So predominantly that will most likely be art students, architecture students, community students, people who want to make an impact in the community through art. And that's our central focus. So anybody who's sort of an initiator or somebody that really wants to get out there and meet the community and explore artistic ways to build creativity with the museum guests, that's what we're looking for.
So what are some of the projects and other components that this program will offer to students participating?
Well, there's a lot of components to this program. This program is essentially an organic, evolving program. So each semester we'll get a group of students of about 25, and however that group molds will sort of shape the components. But there are a lot of key elements that I want to make sure the group meets, and that is, one, get a behind-the-scenes experience of the museum by meeting our curators one-on-one, our library director one-on-one, our prep team that puts in the artwork and the large installations to kind of get to know them one-on-one through sort of meet-and-greet event. And then as well, I'd like them to do research on an artwork in our collection or an area of the architectural piece of the museum, and then pitch in 5 minutes so they feel as though they're in a business meeting, and they have to pitch this research to staff and kind of get a college viewpoint on the artwork, which is really key. And then the last thing is to start moving the group towards a final project that engages museum guests. So hopefully they'll think of, hey, we want to do a film night at the museum, and we want to invite all college students from around the region to come to our film night. Or they might think of a different idea. Maybe they want to do a music concert and have a band here, but have it relate in some way back to the museum. So again, there's a lot of elements, but the group will sort of dictate the pace, and I'm essentially here to help the group grow and flourish.
So how does this Ambassador for Art program mesh with other education initiatives at Crystal Bridges?
Well, the College Ambassador for Art program is a big step moving for our initiative to build diversity in the community. And right now, Crystal Bridges is in our first year of being open. So there are a lot of audiences that we really have not tapped into. And one of the audiences is the college audience. And I really see a big gap at the museum with young adults that are inquiring minds. They're going to school, they're studying, they are very current to research and knowledge. And we want to bring the college audience into the museum and have them bring that energy and that vibrancy and diversity. And hopefully that will flow into other programming. So we have a music program, we have a performance program, we have a late night evening program. And the type of programming and how diverse it is as far as reaching different special interest groups in the community, I'm hoping will build that synergy.
How would you say the College Ambassador for Art program, how would you say it's different than other internship programs offered at other museums or art galleries?
Well, this is a very different kind of program. One, it'll help you direct what type of internship you would want to do at a museum or kind of get your feet wet. It's more of a networking and community participation program, but it will give you that step up if you're going to move into an internship that is rigorous and it has a regular schedule and you have regular tasks to meet. This is a very open-ended group, so one, it will sort of get your foot in the door for an internship, but also it gives the student more of an opportunity to voice their opinions and explore on their own versus following what the institution wants them to do.
Sarah Siegerlin is the Public Programs Coordinator at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, and she's responsible for creating the College Ambassadors for Art program. I spoke with her via phone yesterday. She says that college students interested in applying to be a part of the program should submit their applications by January 31st, and that the group's first meeting will occur at the end of February. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, we have a great selection of Christmas blues tunes, a lot of them issued this year, as well as playing a tune that Jones and Leah did right here in the studio last week. Come join the fun Friday night at 9 o'clock. The Generic Blues Show. We'll see you then.